Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stepper bass line in Ableton Live 12 that feels properly old-school jungle and DNB, deep sub weight, crisp note articulation, and that dusty mid-range grit that makes a system come alive. The big idea here is simple, but it's powerful. We're not making one giant bass sound and hoping for the best. We're building the bass like a little rhythm section, a clean sine sub for the foundation, a short transient layer so every note speaks, and a dusty mid-layer for character and attitude. That combination is what gives you the classic stepper feel without turning the bass into a blurry reese or a one-note rumble. Now, before we touch the sound design, let's think like a DNB programmer for a second. In jungle and old school, the bass isn't just low-end. It's part groove, part response, part tension. It needs to lock with a kick, leave space for the break, and still feel musical enough to carry a phrase. So as we build this, keep asking yourself one question. Does this bass line help the drums move, or does it fight them? Let's start with the MIDI pattern. Make a new MIDI track and load operator, because we're going to build the sub first. Write a one-bar or two-bar pattern that feels like a stepper, not a melody. That means mostly root notes and fifths, a few short gaps, and some syncopation that pushes against the beat instead of filling every space. A classic starting idea is a hit on beat 1, another note shortly after, then a syncopated move before beat 3, and a pickup into beat 4 or the next bar. If you're working in a minor key, keep it dark and simple. For example, in F minor, F, C, and E flat will already give you a strong center. You can sneak in a passing note now and then, like the minor 2nd or 4th, but don't get too clever. Old school stepper energy comes from phrasing, not from complex harmony. Also pay attention to note length. That matters a lot in this style. Shorter notes can make the groove feel tighter without changing the rhythm at all, and in a fast DNB context, that can be the difference between a bass line that bounces and one that muddies the drop. Now build the sub. In operator, turn on oscillator A and set it to a sine wave. Turn off the other oscillators. Keep it clean. You want a stable mono foundation that carries the low end without adding unnecessary harmonics. Set a very small amplitude envelope. Attack almost instant, decay somewhere around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain high, and release short. You're not trying to make a long, dreamy bass. You're trying to make a tight, disciplined sub that gets out of the way quickly enough for the kick and the break. After operator, drop in utility and set the width to 0 so the sub stays mono. That's a really important move. In DNB, especially with heavy low end, stereo blur down low is usually your enemy. If the sub is widening or wandering around the spectrum, it can make the whole drop feel soft and unfocused. And one more tip here, tune the sub to the kick, not just to the key. If the kick has a strong fundamental around 50 to 60 Hz, don't force your sub to sit right on top of it every single hit. Sometimes a tiny octave shift or note choice change cleans up the entire low end. Once the sub is stable, add the transient layer. This is not the bass body. This is the little front edge that lets your notes read on smaller speakers and in dense break edits. You can do this with operator using a short noise burst, or a very fast high-pitched hit, or even simpler with a tiny transient sample. The exact source matters less than the shape. Keep it very short. Fast attack, very short decay, no sustain, and a quick release. Then high-pass it aggressively so it doesn't interfere with the sub. Usually somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz is a good starting area. Now this layer should feel like articulation, not percussion. If it starts sounding like a separate click or a little drum hit, it's probably too loud or too bright. The goal is that the bass seems to speak faster, not that another sound joined the groove. A little saturator with soft clip-on can help it punch through, and if it gets harsh, trim the upper mids or highs with EQ8. This layer is often the secret to making the bass line feel present without just turning it up. Now for the fun bit. The dusty mid layer. This is where the old school character lives. Load a third MIDI track and use Waveatable, analog, or a second operator setup with slightly rougher tone. In Waveatable, a saw or square leaning waveform works well, with a little detune and a low pass filter that keeps the tone controlled. You want enough harmonic content to feel worn in and alive, but not so much that it starts sounding wide, glossy, or modern in the wrong way. Process the mid layer with some tasteful grit. Saturator is your friend here. Drive it a few dB. Keep soft clip on, and listen carefully. Overdrive can add a dusty bite. Redux can give you a more crushed, sable-like edge if you use it lightly. Then high pass the low end so it doesn't crowd the sub. Usually you want the mids to sit above roughly 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the patch. The key idea is presence, not width. If the mid layer sounds amazing in solo, that's often a warning sign. In context, it should help the bass read on smaller systems and give it some attitude, but it should still stay behind the break and the snare. At this point, group all three layers together into a bass rack or a grouped bass bus. This is where you start thinking of the sound as one instrument. Put utility first if needed, especially if you want to keep the whole bass mono-friendly. Use EQ8 to carve space between the layers. Keep the sub clean. High-pass the transient layer so it only contributes articulation. High-pass the mid layer so it doesn't crowd the kick or sub. Then, if needed, add a tiny bit of glue compressor or saturator on the group for cohesion. Just a touch. You want glue, not damage. If the group processing starts flattening the character, back off. Now let's talk about the relationship with the kick and break, because this is where a lot of bass lines either become huge or fall apart. Add a compressor on the bass group and sidechain it from the kick. Keep the ratio modest, maybe around 2:1 to 4:1, with a fast enough attack to make room and a release that breathes with the groove. You don't want the bass to disappear every time the kick hits. You want it to dip just enough that the low end stays clean and the rhythm feels intentional. In jungle and old school DNB, that breathing motion is part of the vibe. Also, listen to the bass against the drums early, not just in solo. A bass line can sound perfect by itself and still collide with snare fill or the chopped break. So drop in a basic drum bed, ideally with a kick, snare, and some break movement. Then ask yourself, can I still hear the note shape? Is the sub locking in? Is the dusty mid readable without taking over? If the bass disappears, don't immediately boost the sub. Often the answer is to strengthen the transient layer a little, because clarity in DNB usually comes from attack, not just from more low end. Another important trick is using note length as groove control. Shortening only the notes before kick-heavy moments can make the bass feel much tighter, even if the pattern stays exactly the same. That's a subtle move, but it's very effective. In fast music like this, space is part of the rhythm. Sometimes a gap hits harder than another note. Once the core patch is working, start automating for movement. The best stepper bass lines evolve over phrases. You don't want the exact same tone for 16 bars unless that repetition is a deliberate choice. Try opening the mid layer filter a little over 4 or 8 bars, then bringing it back down for the drop impact. You can also automate saturator drive for certain phrases, or lower the utility gain for a half bar before a fill to create tension. Small movements like that make the bass feel like it's responding to the arrangement instead of just looping. This is also where you can start thinking in call and response. Let the bass answer the drums. Maybe the break gets busier in the turnaround, and the bass drops out for a moment, or only leaves a short response note at the end of the phrase. That kind of phrasing is very old school. It makes the bass feel like part of the conversation, not just a continuous drone underneath it all. If you want to push the vibe further, resample the bass once it's working. Solo the bass group and print a bar or two to audio. Then chop it, edit it, or process the bounced version lightly with saturation or redux. Resampling can give the bass a more printed, record-like feel, which is great for jungle character. It also lets you commit to the vibe and start arranging faster. Sometimes a resampled version has a little more attitude, simply because it behaves like audio, not like a pristine synth patch. Here's a useful mental check as you build. The sub should feel solid and mono. The transient should make the bass speak, and the mid layer should feel dusty, not wide. If the low end starts smearing, simplify. If the mids get too proud, pull them back. If the transient sounds like a separate percussion sound, soften it. The best version of this bass line is one where all three layers disappear into a single characterful instrument in context. For your practice, spend a bit of time building a two-bar stepper loop using this exact approach. Start with the sine sub and operator. Add the transient layer. Add the dusty mid layer. Group them, clean the overlaps, sidechain to the kick, then automate the mid filter so the second bar opens slightly more than the first. Once that loop feels good against a chopped break or an amen style rhythm, bounce one version to audio and compare the MIDI version to the resampled version. You'll learn a lot from hearing which part of the vibe comes from timing, which part comes from saturation, and which part comes from the transient shape. And remember the main formula: clean sine sub for weight, crisp transient layer for definition, dusty mid layer for character, mono discipline, kick-aware spacing, phrase-based automation. That's how you get a stepper bass line that feels authentic for jungle and old-school DNB, while still sounding clean and controlled in Ableton Live 12. All right, let's build it and make it hit.